My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
And welcome back to hour number two as we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on this Labor Day week. It was a great weekend for everybody. I mean, if you happen to be a Miami Hurricane fan, obviously it was a tremendous week. A couple of the other teams getting going, as well as FAU and FAU. And one of the programs that was supposed to start this weekend was St. Thomas University. The Bobcats were supposed to go against University of Fort Lauderdale, but the game was postponed. So that means this Saturday, things open up right there in Miami Gardens at AutoNation Field against Louisiana Christian University. And we are proud once again to have head coach Bill Reichel on with us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. Another year. Seems like just yesterday we were sitting on that field on your first ever practice, and here we are, what, 4 or 5 years later, and you guys are among the best teams in the country.
Yeah, time flies. I mean, I don't probably took a couple of years off my life, but it seems like you said, it was just yesterday we had practice number one, but it also seems like an eternity ago. So it's a lot has happened, a lot of exciting stuff, and happy to be here.
What happened? Did you guys, was it lightning or what happened on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, you know, South Florida, and we deal with this all the time, and we've historically tried to play like that noon kickoff time because it seems like the weather usually comes through mid-afternoon, and you kind of, you're in that limbo of you get started late if you're an evening game or vice versa. So fortunately, the past couple years, we may have one or two delays in the middle of a game, but nothing like this. It was just lightning in the area, and we tried to get started, and the radar looked clear, and kind of whatever was going on with the humidity or whatever else, every time we went back out there, everything looked all clear for us, nothing coming in, and all of a sudden something would pop up. So I talked to Coach Cogdell kind of after the second or third one, and about that one, the guys had gotten pretty soaked from the couple minutes we were actually out there before we could get started, and we got sent in again, and then you get into the air-conditioned locker room and stuff like that, that it just wasn't going to happen for us. We didn't want to put any of the players on either team kind of at risk of some stupid injury or something. So hopefully we can pick this up and get it rescheduled in one of these open weeks if we can make it work. I think we got five plays in on offense, and that was about it.
No, well, the main thing, as you know as well as I do, haven't played the game and haven't been around as long as you are, the kids were itching to get out there and play these games. And obviously on opening day, now all the attention goes to Louisiana Christian University, a home game this Saturday. Talk about your team during spring, and we talked to you obviously year-round during spring and the summer, and what's going to get this team over the hump? You guys were in the playoffs last year. You came really, really close. You lost to that team that won it all last year. What's it going to take for the Bobcats to get over that hump and maybe play for a national championship themselves?
I think we just have to keep getting better. We've learned from some of the losses we've had. We've had some really good football teams the past couple of years. We've won 9 games 3 years in a row. Big win in our first playoff game last year. So I think it's part of it's that learning curve, but I mean, these guys know what to do. We've got, as you know, a lot of guys who have played at some great high schools here in Florida and have competed for championships and everything else. It's I think the thing that's setting this team apart right now, and we see how it comes to fruition, is just the leadership. Our guys throughout the spring and into the fall, I kind of told them, hey, we win 9 games a year. It's been fantastic, and a lot of people, I think, and not that we're not proud of it, but a lot of people would be satisfied with that, but that's not our ultimate goal. And even though we win 9 games, you kind of have a sour taste in your mouth at the end of the year of coulda, woulda, shoulda, and what we want to accomplish, and really kind of challenge these guys to become better leaders, to continue to make this a player-led team. And not that we've had poor leadership in the past, but I think these guys have really taken over and understand some of the things. And not that we need to make wholesale changes, but some of the emphasis that we need to make to make sure that we're getting over that hump, like you said, and continue to live out what our expectations are.
You mentioned some of the kids locally and some of the really good programs. I think you guys have really done a tremendous job. Everywhere we go, we see you: spring, summer, camps, combines, games. A lot of emphasis on that, to getting that STU logo around. I know we see all your coaches everywhere. They work camps. They do a lot of good things. How essential has that been for you? Because I know in the beginning, I mean, you just wanted to get players. Now you want to kind of get players locally and try to get the fans in the seats and try to get some allegiance as far as that's concerned. And like I said, you've given it every opportunity possible by being there and being visible. Talk about that, because I think you know as well as I do that you're located probably in the number one city for athletes, and then it probably in the country, in Miami Gardens. Obviously, that's an outstanding area for talent. But you guys also go into Broward. You go up a little bit into Palm Beach. You go across the state. You got a lot of reach all over the state now. Talk about that, because of the fact that this program is now a visual program. People could see the 9 wins, the 27 wins in 3 years. So now they have something to go on. And I would think that it's, especially in this recruiting climate with the transfer portal, with the NIL deals, this would benefit schools like yourself.
No, absolutely. And I mean, we've talked about it before, I think, and we started here, and our focus was on Palm Beach, Broward, and Dade County. And the reason for that is, I think regardless of where you're at in your football program or athletic programs anywhere, you have to put out that kind of 2-hour radius that you have to do a really good job of recruiting that area. And we're, like you said, fortunate enough that 2-hour radius for us is some really good football players, some really good athletes. And we started that way and continue that we got to kind of kill and do what we can to secure people that we think are a good fit for our program, a good fit for our university, that are in that hometown area. But we've been fortunate enough to have the support to build a really good coaching staff that now we get over to the west side into Fort Myers and Tampa and that good football, and done a really good job in Jacksonville and done a good job in Orlando. So we're fortunate enough to have great football over the state, but we'll always focus kind of in our hometown here in South Florida and make sure we still bring in athletes from the state of Florida. I mean, I got buddies all over the place. Obviously, you know, I'm from Cleveland and back up north. Yes. People want to call me with, hey, I got this guy, I got that guy. And I go, I got 10 of those guys that are right in my backyard. Why am I going to go 17 hours away to grab a wide receiver or something when I got 10 guys that we're really interested in and think are a good fit for us that are a lot closer to home? So we're fortunate to be able to build it that way, and it's kind of shown. And obviously, the most important part is the fit, that everybody's not going to be a great fit for us. We understand that, regardless if they're 2 miles away or 20 miles away, that I think we offer a lot of good academic programs, a lot of opportunities for a great college experience, and they have to be a good fit for our football program.
Before we leave, Louisiana Christian University this week, what do we know about them? That's First Responders Military Appreciation Day. So if you're a first responder, get over there and get recognized. What do we know a little bit about Louisiana Christian?
A really good football team. That these next 2 weeks, we got 2 playoff teams that made the playoffs just like us last year. Louisiana Christian was a playoff team. Not that these preseason rankings really mean anything. They're all based on how you did last year, but I think they're 21 or 22 in the country right now. So there'll be should be a great game, good challenge for us. And now it's kind of the opener again. So getting through some of those things, the tackling and ball security and penalties, to make sure we execute and put our best foot forward and have an opportunity to win.
Good stuff. Coach, I can't thank you enough. You always – We always love having you on. Great program, great people. You know, I enjoy seeing your guys all year round and talking to them, no matter what. And appreciate you. Good luck. And, you know, we'll catch up with you soon.
Sounds good, Larry. Appreciate you, too.
Good stuff. Coach Bill Reichel, the head coach and athletic director at St. Thomas University, right here in Miami Gardens. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels. It doesn't matter if elite pro, active adult, or even a youth athlete. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, we'll talk a little high school football. Coach Eddie Delgado from Doral Academy and Coach Terrence McFadden from Blanche Ely are next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.